Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. With a theme to this week's Pick 6, and I think you're going to like it. If I know Vikings fans the way I do, they like talking about this subject. So let's get to it. The first question comes from Jason. Do you think the improvement of the offensive line is a direct reason for the improvement of the Vikings offense? Yes, I do, Jason. It's not the only reason the Vikings offense jumped up to 23.9 points per game in 2017, but it's one of the biggest reasons. Give a lot of credit to offensive line coach Tony Sparano, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, and of course head coach Mike Zimmer for not only pushing to address this from a personnel-wise in the offseason, but making it a focus in training camp. Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers, Pat Elflein were the new additions, and they played great for the Vikings last season. The next question comes from Paul. If you had to take an educated guess right now, will the Vikings address their O-line needs through free agency or the draft? Well, Paul, if you remember last offseason, the Vikings used both avenues to improve the offensive line. Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers through free agency, and Pat Elflein through the draft. And that formula worked. I bet you the Vikings do the same thing this offseason. The next question comes from Carl in Minneapolis, another offensive line question. Who are the best offensive linemen in this year's draft and which positions on the line need to be fortified the most? Well, Carl, we got a sneak peek at the offensive line draft class in the Senior Bowl, and we'll get another look at the Combine later this month. But for now, we don't know enough about the offensive linemen to have big-time opinions on the individuals. But for the Vikings offensive line, we're pretty good at center. Pat Elflein and Nick Easton, both on the roster, both can play center, and they're both good. So I think it'll be offensive guard and offensive tackle that the Vikings address in the offseason. The next question comes from Sammy. Besides the quarterback situation, what other needs does Rick Spielman need to address this offseason? Well, Rick and head coach Mike Zimmer are going to have to get together and hire an offensive coordinator, so that's the first domino that you're going to see fall this offseason. But when it comes to the roster, I love the way the Vikings secondary played in 2017. Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, Trey Waynes, Andrew Sandejo, they all had really good seasons. But this is a passing league. You have to be able to cover the opposing team's wide receivers. So I expect the Vikings to address the secondary and add more talent and depth to that part of the team. The next question comes from John in California. I'm hoping we pick up another pass rusher this offseason. I believe it could really help our defense. Well, Everson Griffin was really good this season, especially early on. Danielle Hunter was solid. Brian Robinson continues to get it done in his NFL career, but you can never have enough pass rushers. You want to have a fresh and fast pass rush late in every game and late in the season. The only way to do that is to have plenty of depth up front along the defensive line, so don't be surprised that the Vikings address the defensive line with a priority free agent or an early draft pick. The final question comes from Vaughn in Australia. Do you know how Dalvin Cook's rehab is coming along and is he on track for a week one return? Well, head coach Mike Zimmer was very optimistic about Dalvin Cook in his end of the season press conference, so I think you're going to see plenty of this in 2018. It was fun to watch Dalvin for 3.5 games this season, and hopefully we're going to have him for many more in seasons to come. Given how early Dalvin hurt his knee last season, I think he's going to be ready for 2018. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and remember, we'll be back next week with another edition. So continue to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more off-season content. No more games to cover for now, but plenty of action, and we're going to be on top of it. One way we do it is with the Vikings app, so download it if you haven't already. All of our content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. See you next week.